Imagine a world where finding your soulmate requires nothing more than a cheek swab. No awkward first dates, no heartbreaking mistakes, just pure scientific certainty. This is the promise of Genetically, a revolutionary matchmaking company at the heart of the soulmate equation. In a dating landscape dominated by superficial swipes and curated profiles, the concept is irresistible. What if your perfect match could be determined through genetic compatibility? The question isn't just fascinating, it's life-changing for Jessica Davis, a pragmatic single mother who's calculated the odds of finding love and determined they're not in her favor. But when science and statistics collide with messy human emotions, the results are anything but predictable. What happens when the numbers tell you someone is perfect for you, but your heart hasn't gotten the memo? Jessica Davis has built her life around certainty. As a freelance statistician and single mother to 7-year-old Juno, she's constructed a carefully controlled existence within a 4-block radius of San Diego's University Heights. Her world revolves around client deadlines, school drop-offs, and weekly coffee with her best friend Fizzy at Twigs Cafe. Dating? That's a statistical improbability she's calculated at 0.0087%, a number she's comfortable ignoring. Abandoned by her boyfriend when she became pregnant at 22 and raised by her grandparents after her mother succumbed to addiction, Jess learned that self-reliance is the only constant. Her approach to life is mathematical, calculating risks to 3 decimal points and making decisions based on spreadsheets rather than feelings. When Juno leaves a New Year's resolution reading, "Do more things that scare me" under Mom's section, Jess dismisses it. She doesn't need adventure, she needs stability. Yet beneath her routine lies a woman who once believed in possibilities, including love, despite the mere 12.7% chance of finding it as a single mother. Genetically, founded by brilliant scientist River Pina, represents cutting-edge romantic science. The company analyzes over 3,500 genes using neural networks to assign compatibility scores ranging from base matches, 7 to 24, to diamond matches, 90+. These scores evaluate neurotransmitter production, hormone patterns, immune system compatibility, pheromone reception, and genetic diversity, factors that historically influenced mate selection unconsciously. Unlike traditional dating services, Genetically predicts lasting compatibility rather than initial attraction. Their data shows impressive results. Every couple scoring above 80 has maintained their relationship, with divorce rates nearly non-existent among high-scoring pairs. Yet a fundamental question remains: can human connection truly be reduced to genetic algorithms? While Genetically's data is compelling, it challenges our romantic notions about love's mysterious nature and raises profound questions about free will in matters of the heart. Is understanding attraction science empowering, or does it diminish love's wonder? And what happens when the algorithm matches 2 seemingly incompatible people? After losing a major client, Jess impulsively submits her DNA to Genetically. She's shocked when summoned to their offices after hours, where she encounters River Pina, the handsome but surly regular from her coffee shop, whom she's nicknamed Americano. The revelation is stunning. Jess and River have scored a 98% compatibility match, higher than any previously recorded. The irony is palpable. River, client 00001 and the company's brilliant chief scientist, set his criteria to only show diamond matches, yet never received one. Jess, client 144326, is the woman he's been coolly observing at Twigs for years with minimal interaction. At a dinner with Genetically executives days later, Jess admits she generally wants to commit a felony when seeing River rather than feeling attraction. He declares the dinner a waste of time. Then comes the proposition. Genetically will pay Jess $10,000 monthly until their IPO to date River publicly. For Jess, a single mother in financial strain, the offer is impossible to ignore despite her ethical concerns. After consulting family, she signs the contract. What starts as a business arrangement quickly transforms into genuine chemistry. During a photo shoot, River wraps Jess in his coat, pulling her close, igniting tension between them. He admits he's starting to like her, while she acknowledges her lust. Their first kiss occurs at an investor event when guests clink glasses. The passionate exchange leaves them both breathless, with River later admitting his attraction to her smile. You don't give those smiles away for free. Their connection deepens when Jess's grandmother is hospitalized. River steps in without hesitation, picking up Juno from school, taking her to ballet, bringing food to the hospital, revealing tenderness beneath his cold exterior. As they meet each other's families, they discover more layers. River's childhood with headgear, his protectiveness toward his sisters, and his love of telenovelas. When they finally spend a night together, River is attentive and considerate. They open up about their pasts, with River confessing his long-fought attraction. Their relationship culminates in unexpected I love yous, words neither anticipated when their arrangement began. At the height of their relationship, Jess discovers the truth while waiting for a magazine interview. Looking at their compatibility test data, she notices suspicious similarities with another couple's 93% match and evidence of manipulation. She and River were never truly a diamond match. When confronted, River calls it a catastrophe and insists on facing the executives alone, prioritizing his company over their relationship. Despite Jess confessing her love regardless of the data, he barely acknowledges her before leaving abruptly. After 8 days of silence, River returns to confirm that executives manipulated their data. They were selected simply because they'd look good together. This deception undermines both their relationship and Genetically's entire premise. The revelation forces them to confront difficult questions. Can genuine love grow from artificial beginnings? For River, this represents both professional betrayal and personal crisis. For Jess, it paradoxically affirms her belief that their connection transcends scientific explanation. The central question isn't whether science can identify perfect matches, but whether love requires certainty to flourish. When Jess and River discover their fabricated match, they face a choice: walk away or recognize their genuine connection. When River returns with properly tested DNA results, Jess makes a pivotal decision. She doesn't want to know their score. She chooses to love River regardless of what science says, embracing uncertainty in a way previously impossible for her. This represents Jess's fundamental growth. As a statistician who always sought certainty through numbers, choosing love without scientific validation is her ultimate leap of faith, acknowledging that life's most important things can't be reduced to data points. River's growth mirrors hers. As Genetically's new CEO, he suggests keeping their corrected results private, showing his own transformation. 2 months later, their blended family has found its rhythm. Despite Genetically's upcoming IPO, River prioritizes Juno's science fair, clear evidence of his shifted priorities. Perhaps that's the real soulmate equation, not a perfect score, but choosing each other daily despite uncertainty. The most meaningful connections aren't predicted by science, but nurtured through choice, commitment, and courage.